This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back to Late Night here. News Talk A30 WCCO. Henry Lake, Shaletta Brundage until 1. And joining us now, the voice of the Minnesota Lynx. That will be none other than WCCO Radio's own Sloan Martin. She joins us right now via the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. Sloan, I appreciate you being on the show tonight.
Hey, Henry. I always like when you ask me on.
Oh, really? I can have you on more?
You know what? Yes, whenever I'm here to talk about, especially women's basketball, I mean, pretty much any time.
But hold on. Can we branch out for more than just basketball? Like, will your husband allow me to ask you like some of the hard, tough hitting questions?
Yeah, you know what? I'm a radio professional. We are co-workers, and I can take anything.
All right, I got you. Hey, I wanted you to talk or speak to Rachel Banham coming back, and now she's a member of the Minnesota Lynx. The Lynx involved in a sign and trade deal with the Connecticut Sun, where the Lakeville native, she comes back. The Lynx in a second-round pick in the 2021 WNBA draft. You were a part of breaking this news to Minnesota Lynx fans.
Yeah, there was a season ticket holder event on Tuesday, and kind of had a whole rundown. And then I was told, hey, what's going to happen. It actually happened while things were going on. So kind of had to jump into action there, which is good when my news reporting experience kind of comes in handy in the sports world too. But it was to see the crowd's reaction was just spectacular, to kind of tease that and say, just, you know, moments ago, we have a new member of the Minnesota Lynx, and to say her name, it was a standing ovation. There was, you know, a couple hundred people that were there that are season ticket holders for this team for the upcoming 2020 season. So that was just really fantastic to see the enthusiasm and excitement. And Henry, this is not just for the sake of the hometown connection or for the nostalgia. She is really someone who they can see working within their offense because of her potential for three-point shooting. She hasn't, she is going into her fifth year in the WNBA, has only averaged 4 points and one assist in limited minutes off the bench in Connecticut, where she was drafted fourth overall. But I think this is really an opportunity for her with her skill set as someone who scored over 3,000 points in college to blossom into a different kind of player.
Yeah, and you know what? I think that that's part of the story where we have to try to rein maybe some fans in. And the reason why I say this is because I think that fans are naturally going to jump and think, oh, this is just like Lindsey Whalen coming back home, and she should have the same type of impact. I think that we have to slow our roll that way. I mean, yeah, there's some similarities. They're both legendary Gophers. And, yes, the whole Connecticut thing, I totally get that. But in terms of, like, where they're at coming back home, it's two separate and different situations.
Yeah, I mean, and obviously it's hard to make that comparison where by the time Lindsey Whalen got here, she was already on her way to a Hall of Fame career. She was already on her way to, you know, being an Olympian. So it is definitely different in different points in their career as well. But I think that there can still be that kind of excitement for, you know, for example, the Lynx last year got her former teammate from Connecticut, Lexi Brown, brought her over here to Minnesota, and then she plays a more prominent role, and she really takes a big step up last season after she was barely used her rookie year. So I think people also see that opportunity for growth because, yes, We're always going to love every Minnesotan and always want to welcome them and see them do well. So obviously there is going to be that kind of excitement, but I can kind of agree with fans that there is a lot of reasons for optimism, because I don't think we've been able to see who she completely is and is capable of being as a WNBA player.
Yeah, no question about it. And we're talking to Sloan Martin. Give her a follow on Twitter at Sloan Martin. And I'm not saying don't be excited or don't be optimistic. All I'm saying is that I don't want us to put expectations on her out the gate that are much too high for her at this point in time. Like, she has to work her way into finding out what her role is going to be and just essentially kind of like bouncing back in the WNBA, because she was drafted extremely high. She's battled injuries. She's had some issues that way. So I want her to feel comfortable. And it sounds like already just being back home is going to make her feel a lot more comfortable.
I think so, too. And I know, because I've talked to her before last season, Connecticut played here. She would have upwards of 60 people at Target Center just to watch her play. So I imagine that number is going to be pretty consistent night after night when she's going to be playing here and putting on that Lynx uniform. But I completely agree that we have to really temper what those expectations are. This roster is not fully formed yet, but the way it looks right now, and this is even before the draft, the WNBA draft is not until April. So there is still a lot of different directions that this roster could go. So I think we right now imagine her being someone who, along with Lexi Brown, can space the floor with their three-point shooting, open up those driving lanes for someone like Nafisa Collier, and also make teams really think twice about doubling Sylvia Fowles in the post. So I think those are the things that maybe people are imagining right now. But you're right, we don't know completely what she looks like as a WNBA player coming into this season.
Yeah. And Sloan, I guess, you know, I wouldn't be doing my job and you wouldn't be doing yours either if we didn't at least ask the question or address the Simone Augustus deal. And look, there are maybe a lot of things we don't know. Maybe there are things that you know and not want to share everything, or maybe there's a lot of things that you just don't know about the situation. But that one caught me by surprise, and I'm still stunned at it by it all, because this is a woman that, when you think about basketball here in Minnesota, she's going to be go down as one of those legends. Like, her status has been cemented. And I thought that she was going to end up with her playing career being here and walking away from the game here. And that's not going to be the case. She's going to walk away playing for our rival, the LA Sparks.
And I know it still is shocking to me. And we're almost a week since having this news. And it certainly was a shock when I was kind of surrounded by those season ticket holders who were still coming to terms with this, who is, you know, someone who is so beloved, not just, you know, within that team or this sport, but this state because of her dedication. She was a member of the Lynx when they were not good at all, when they were, you know, at the point where they were losing enough games to become a number one overall pick in 2011 that allowed them to draft Maya Moore. But she was that one constant, and she was that consummate teammate, extremely unselfish, someone who has star player potential. Of course, she is a star player, but she could have been that number one option on every other team in the league and accepted every single star that came in because she wanted to win championships. And she has the nastiest crossover and mid-range jump shot that you will still see in this league, even though she's not going to be playing you know, the same kind of minutes, the same kind of role in LA. But I can totally understand that still being a huge shock. All I know is really what's been said publicly, Henry, and that is that Cheryl Reeve and the Lynx did not see this coming. That even in an interview 10 days before the announcement, Cheryl said, "We are 100% sure. We know we're going to bring her back. Like, there was no question about it." So she expressed that again when I saw her talk to fans earlier this week. And the only thing that I maybe just would guess is that this is an example of Simone Augustus, who, as I mentioned, her whole career being that unselfish player, made the opposite decision this time, where she said, this is the chance for me to win one final championship. Getting five would tie her with Lynx assistant Rebecca Brunson for the only players in WNBA history with five. And I truly believe that she cares about winning more than anything else. And that's just a guess, knowing who she is as a player. Still very shocking, especially to that team in particular, I think threw a lot of people for a loop as well.
I just find that the whole situation, if it is about winning another championship, I just find that weird. And the only reason why I say I find it weird, weird is maybe not the right word to use, because when you're a star player and you're so accustomed to winning and you are consumed by winning championships, I get it. You want to win at all costs. But to think that you've won as many championships as she's won, and you're probably talking about staying with the team for your career and just kind of riding off in the sunset, I find it odd that she didn't at least look at doing that and finishing off the career here, as opposed to hopping on with the Sparks and trying to get another ring. Like, at this point in time, why would she ring chase? Like, she's not Charles Barkley at the end of his career. She's not Karl Malone in the NBA at the end of it. You know, like, I get
right,
those
Gary
guys.
Payton.
Gary Payton. I get those people, you know, trying to chase a ring that they don't have. She's got rings. Rings.
And I guess that is why it's hard to know exactly what she's thinking, you know, whether it was something about just this coming season, something that she saw, or just a sudden change of mind. We just don't know until, it might be a couple of months before she's able to get in front of media in LA. And I'm sure we will get those questions asked. And maybe she says the same.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.